your head. It's a little mucky in here.
It's a bright winter day inside a classic red barn in southern Ontario. We're admiring docile animals whose name says it all, large black pig. They look fine, even though this pig is listed as critically endangered.
Sometimes you'll be standing here and you'll think there are no piglets, and suddenly one rises out of the straw.
Barbara Schaefer used to live in Toronto. Until a few years ago, her career revolved around managing environmental projects. But when she got laid off, she decided to put theory into practice.
I can't save the polar bear, but I can save this breed. How many things can you say that about? And that's why what I'm doing now is 200 times more relevant.
What she's doing now is weaving different environmental threads together, preserving the genetic diversity of rare livestock, putting marginal land to higher use, trying to revitalize rural economies, offering an alternative to factory farming. Nearly all commercial pork across North America comes from just a few main breeds, usually reared in confinement systems. A lot of science goes into maximizing production, but Schaefer doesn't think that's the whole picture.
They're packed in fairly close. They don't get the benefit of being outside in the sunlight. They have an artificial concrete floor, which for them is a horror, because these guys think with their nose. They want to be turning things up all the time, and there's no opportunity for that.
In the barnyard, I mingle with small herds of thigh-high, curious pigs as they mill about, soaking up sun. Some amble over to nearby pastures for naps inside cozy hay huts. Schaefer's customers include local restaurants and foodies, people who like to cook and eat. Fans admire heritage breeds because these animals were bred to thrive in the specific conditions of small-scale local agriculture.
They're rustic. They're hardy. They're often good mothers.
Ted Lawrence has spent years on this cause with Rare Breeds Canada. Some really admire the animals. And then there's the whole insurance argument. Odd breeds have genes worth keeping as base stock for even newer breeds to adapt to changes in climate or to survive some epidemic.
Food security, that will turn heads more quickly than saying we have to preserve the genetic diversity of minor breeds.
If these animals are special, why slaughter them?
That is actually a slogan that has been used in Great Britain. We must eat them to save them. It sounds counterintuitive, but what's the purpose of breeding them? If you can't make any money, you can't sell them, then the genetics will not continue. The breed will go extinct.
Chef Steve Mitten co-owns a restaurant in Ottawa which features Schaefer's pork. He'd hate to see old breeds die out.
I mean, I get the entire animals in and break them down from head to toe, and we use every last bit of it. The yield of with the large black in particular is outstanding.
Mitten says more and more people care about where their food comes from and how animals are treated.
So I just want to broaden their horizons, open people's minds a little bit so that they know that this is out there and it's just as good as commercial pork.
Most meat eaters have no idea what breed of animal ends up on their plate. But making sure there are lots of breeds around can help keep those plates full and tasty. For the Environment Report, I'm Lucy Martin in Ontario.